तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् श्रीपरमात्मने नमः ओम् मोक्षसन्न्यासयोगो नाम अष्टादशोऽध्यायः अर्जुन उवाच सन्न्यासस्य महाबाहो तत्त्वमिच्छामि वेदितम् त्यागस्य च हृषीकेश पृथक्केशि निशोदन यू सी भगवान स्टार्ट आंसरिंग अर्जुन वांटेड टू नो द डिफरेंस बिटवीन संन्यासः एंड त्यागः एंड भगवान मेंशनड दैट गिविंग अप एक्टिविटीज इज संन्यासः गिविंग द रिजल्ट्स ऑफ एक्शंस इज कर्म त्यागः इवन दो बोथ वर्ड्स Sannyasa and Tyaga, both words mean the same, literally, giving up, renunciation. But giving up of what? That makes the difference. Giving up of actions is, renunciation of actions is sannyasa. Renunciation of results of actions is Tyaga. This is the view of many other scholars, many other wise people. But Bhagavan wants to give his own definition of renunciation and Tyaga. And we have seen up to the verse etan yapitu karmani sangam tyaktva palani cha kartavya niti me partha nischitam matam uttamam. Okay, so there Bhagavan elaborately discusses this topic. In fact, he glorifies karma yoga itself as sannyasa. How does he say that? Let us see here. And what should be done, what should not be done. What should not be done, he says, yajnaha danam tapaha. The yajnaha, worship of devatas is yajnaha. Danam is charitable activity. Tapas also, following religious disciplines involves activities. Those should not be given up. They must be followed. The double negative is used. Natyajyam should not be given up. Karyameva must be performed. Why? They must be performed. Yajnaha danam tapas. Please remember these three words. Yajnaha danam tapas. We'll be elaborately discussing later on. Yajnaha means deva yajnaha. Performance of rituals. The offering of oblations through the performance of ritual. Kindling fire is yajnaha. And where we invoke the grace of devatas. And that should not be given up. That should be performed. Natyajyam karyam. Yajnaha karyaha natyajyaha. Then danam natyajyam. Being charitable, giving, sharing what we have should not be given up. Giving, it doesn't matter what you give. It does not be only money. Giving anything for the well-being of others, involving on charitable activities also should be performed, should be given up. Then tapaha. Tapas means strictly following religious disciplines also should not be given up. So yajnaha, danam, tapaha should not be given up. They must be followed, practiced because manishinam pavanani, they are purifying activities. Pavanani, they're purified. Thereby what happens, if they purify, they contribute for mental purification of people, thereby they contribute for the mental preparation required for the attainment of jnanam, which is mokshaha. Therefore, they should not be given up. Then Bhagavan says, sixth verse, I'm going to read the sixth verse. Etan yapitu karmani sangam tyaktva phalani cha kartavyaniti me partha nischitam matam uttamam. And Bhagavan says, it is yajnaha danam tapaha. Should not be given up at all. They must be performed because they contribute for mental purification. At the same time, how they must be performed, that is said in the sixth verse. So how one's duties must be performed, how one's religious disciplines must be performed, whatever one does, how one must do it. How one must do it. That is said in the sixth verse. Yetanyapitu karmani. Even these activities involving in terms of the performance of a ritual or charitable activity or even the disciplines, etc., how they must be performed. Sangam tektva. Sangam tektva means giving up the attachment to them. That means without being dependent on the performance, without being dependent on those activities for one's happiness and security. You know, if I give, it makes me feel happy. So I'm doing it. No, without being dependent on such activities for one's happiness and security, one must do. Oh, I'm doing because I must do it. It because it contributes for mental purification. So only for mental purification one must do. One must do, no karma will give me happiness. But karma is important because it is going to prepare my mind for mental attainment of jnanam, which alone will give me happiness. If with this understanding a person performs, whether yajna or a person involves himself in charitable activity, a person practices religious disciplines, then definitely etanyapitu karmani, how does she does? Sangam tyaktva. Sangam tyaktva means giving up the attachment to the activities, knowing the limitations that they would not free a person, they would not give them happiness. Without being dependent on activities for one's happiness and security, performing actions is performing actions without being attached to the actions. Then there will be results of actions also. And not only a person is not attached to the activities, the person is not attached to the results of actions also. So Bhagavan says, without being attached to the activities, without being attached to the results of activities, without being dependent on the actions or the results for one's happiness and security, those activities must be performed. Kartavyani. All of them must be performed, but without being attached to them or to their results. Hey Partha, me nischitam matam. This is my very clear vision. This is my teaching, Arjuna. Me nischitam matam means this is my definite vision. This is my definite teaching, Arjuna. Next.
Niyatasya tu sanyasaha karmano nopapadyate. Niyatasya tu sanyasaha karmano nopapadyate. Niyatasya tu sanyasaha karmano nopapadyate. Mohatasya parityagaha tamasah parikirtitah.
Okay. Now Bhagavan is going to make us understand. The karma becomes a tamasic karma. What is tamasam karma? One's karma should not be, one must perform yajnadana tapaha. And one must perform them without being attached to the activities or to their results. And one should not make one's karma tamasam karma. So to avoid tamasam karma, to be a non-paramatamasic karma, Bhagavan explains what is tamasic karma in this. Seventh verse. What is tamasam karma? Or how it becomes a... Then what is tamasaha parityagaha? What is tamasic renunciation? One's renunciation must be sattvic renunciation. What is... Suppose a person gives up the activities. Can you take it as a person gives up activities? That is not really sannyasa. It is not tyaga. There's no renunciation. Giving up, simply giving up activities is a tamasic renunciation. Giving up activities simply becomes tamasic renunciation. So such an renunciation is not real renunciation. So to make it clear, Bhagavan says,
Niyatasya tu sanyasaha karmano no papadyate mohatasya parityagaha tamasav parikirtitaha.
Tamasaha parityagaha means what here? He says, karmanaha, niyatasya karmanaha sanyasaha na upapadyate. See, upapadyate means it does not befit a person. Na upapadyate, it does not befit a person means it is not appropriate for a person. It is not proper for a person. Na upapadyate. What is not appropriate? What is not proper? What does not befit a person? He says, sanyasaha. Renunciation of what? Niyatasya karmanaha sanyasaha. See, niyatam karma means an action which must be performed, which should not be given up, is called niyatam karma. An obligatory action means a karma which must be done is called niyatam karma. So niyatasya karmanaha sanyasaha. Renunciation of a must be done obligatory action is that does not befit a person is not appropriate. Okay, so giving up a renunciation of a must be done obligatory action is inappropriate, is not appropriate. Okay. And tasya parityagaha. Why? If a person, suppose somebody gives up the obligatory action, it means he does it because of delusion. Mohat tasya parityagaha. So renouncing an obligatory duty. Mohat tasya parityagaha. So renunciation of such an obligatory action due to delusion. Mohat, due to delusion, out of delusion, because of delusion, the renunciation of such obligatory action is said to be parikirtitaha, means is known as, is said to be what? Tamasaha. Is it tamasaha tyagaha? It's a tamasic renunciation, tamasic giving up. Tamasaha parityagaha. This is the literal meaning of the verse. Okay. See, now please understand, Bhagavan is going to discuss now. He already discussed, he differentiated the karma, everything in the previous chapter, where in Shaddhatri Bhaga Yoga, he discussed what is Sattvikam, what is Tamasam, what is Rajasam, etc. He discussed Sattvikam, Shraddha, Karma, Yajna, etc. Many things he discussed in terms of Sattvajasic, Tamasic natures. But now, Bhagavan is going to discuss about sanyasaha. Sanyasaha also is of three types. Renunciation is of three types. The word tyagaha and sanyasaha mean the same. But still, renunciation is of three types. Giving up is of three types. Sattvikaha tyagaha or sattvikaha sanyasaha. Rajasaha tyagaha, rajasaha sanyasaha. And tamasaha sanyasaha, tamasaha tyagaha. What is tamasaha, rajasaha tyagaha? First he talks about the tamasaha tyagaha. Why Bhagavan is discussing about these three types of sannyasa, three types of tyaga? So if the person is not yet ready for, mentally not prepared for the attainment of jnanam, then he has yet to become prepared. So the person who is already prepared for the attainment of jnanam, of course, then his renunciation of karma is different. So simply, if a person who is not yet mentally prepared for the attainment of jnana, but still he gives up activities. And from the standpoint of those people who have yet to become mentally prepared, who are not yet mentally adequately prepared for the attainment of jnana, Bhagavan discusses is three types of sannyasaha, three types of tyagaha. It means Bhagavan need not talk about three types of sannyasa. From the standpoint of a person who is already ready, prepared for the attainment of jnana, Bhagavan has to differentiate and talk about this three types of sannyasa renunciation only for the sake of the people who had to become mentally prepared for the attainment of jnana. Therefore, first he mentions about tamasaha sannyasa, tamasic renunciation. Then he is going to discuss about rajasic renunciation. Finally, he'll also say what exactly is sattvikaha sannyasaha. Earlier, we have seen Bhagavan first always mentioned about sattvikaha. The activity, yajna, etc. The order he presented in the previous chapter was different. He first mentioned about sattvic aspect, then rajasic and then tamasic. But now he first talks about the tamasic sannyasa. Tamas sannyasa first he talks about, then he goes on to rajasa sannyasa, then he is going to talk about the sattvikaha sannyasaha. Tamasic, rajasic, sattvic renunciation. In this order, he is going to present the teaching. Which means, Bhagavan takes both words as the same. According to Bhagavan, there is no difference between sannyasaha and tyagaha. Both words mean the renunciation. But what is sattvikaha sannyasaha? What is sattvikaha tyagaha? That he is going to discuss later on. But first he mentions about tamasaha sannyasaha. Tamasaha tyagaha. He says, first of all, he says, sanya karmanam sannyasaha. Niyatasya karmanaha sannyasaha na upapadyate. First of all, from Bhagavan is dead against simply giving up activities. Okay, karmanaha sannyasaha. Niyatasya karmanaha sannyasaha na upapadyate. People who are living on government benefits must really, especially young people. The retired people who are living on government benefits, expect government is okay. At least they've done something in their life. But young people are supposed to be earning something or the other. Simply sitting, not doing anything, simply going for benefits is not at all acceptable according to Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita does not recommend giving benefits to young people who are hale and healthy, who do not do anything. Because it is not good for the body, it is not good for the mind, it is not good, not at all good for society, it is very dangerous in fact. But I'll explain later on why. But now, Bhagavan says, karmanaha sannyasaha implies what? See, niyatam karma means to be done activities. What one must do choicelessly. Okay? Those niyatasya karmanaha sannyasaha na upapadyate means, niyatam karma means the activities which must be everyday done. And they are, those activities are spiritual disciplines. They are religious disciplines. They are very, very fundamental religious disciplines, spiritual disciplines. And they should not be renounced at all. And whatever is the situation, whatever is the circumstance, there's no reason. We should not give any lame excuses for not doing our religion. Why did you not bathe? Oh, I couldn't get up early. No excuse must be given. So, whatever the situation, whatever is the circumstance, for no reason, one must one should give up one's religious disciplines. Netam karma. Especially, what are they? You must understand. Yajnaha. Yajnaha implies day, every day worshipping Bhagavan is implied by the word yajna. Every day offering worship to Bhagavan, always it will be Deva Yajnaha, should not be given up at all for any reason. Unless a person is physically very, very, very sick, unless a person is very, cannot even get up, very old, only then Shastram sanctions. Otherwise, yajna, even bathing, worshipping, etc. Yajnaha, daily worship of Bhagavan in the form of Devatas, offering worship to Bhagavan every day, we should take in our language. Otherwise, yajna, that is nitya karma, that should not be given up. And also dhanam, suppose being charitable activity also should not be given up. Tapaha, one's religious disciplines, one practices, you know, that austerity, that one should not be given up. So giving up this yajna dana tapaha, okay, is it all niyatam karma. Yajnaha is a niyatam karma, dhanam is a niyatam karma, tapas is a niyatam karma. So niyatasya karmanaha sannyasaha napapati, it is not at all proper to give up these yajnaha dhanam tapaha. See, already Bhagavan said natyajyameva kartavyameva. It should not be given up, it must be performed. Now again he says, if a person gives up these three, it is not at all proper on his part. Then, of course, we are going to elaborately understand later on what is yajna, what is dhanam, what is tapaha, we'll understand later on. Now first Bhagavan says, and he says, to be done, compulsorily done, must be done, obligatory duty is niyatam karma. And first of all, they all must be done, not only for one's physical wellness, of also for one's mental wellness, also mental purification one must do. And he says, suppose a person gives up, then what happens? It becomes a tamasaha tyagaha. Giving up such activities becomes a tamasic renunciation. Very tamasic. Okay. And why do you give up then? And they have their own excuses, lame excuses, which is because of their lack of understanding. How important it's very important for one to do them. Only then one can be not physically healthy, mentally healthy. It will contribute for preparation required for the mental purification. It will contribute for intellectual sharpness. It will contribute performance of those niyatam karma in yajna dana tapaha, etc. It will contribute for emotional steadiness and intellectual sharpness also. Otherwise, what will happen? Whoever gives up, that person is deluded. The person who has clear understanding, who has purushartha nischaya, who knows the value of jnanam, is committed to the pursuit of jnanam, who wants to become mentally pure, that person will not. The person who wants to become mentally pure and steady for the sake of jnanam, ultimately for moksha, he is a person who has viveka. Such a person will not give up that dosha activities. The person who does not have purushartha nischaya, does not know the value of jnanam, who is not committed to the pursuit of jnanam, who does not care about mental preparation or intellectual sharpness or emotional stability, such a person, because of his delusion, is given to the habit of omitting, giving up, renouncing such to be done activities. Such a person, Bhagavan says, such a tyaga, such a renunciation, giving up niyatam karma because of delusion, then sannyasa is what? Tamasaha sannyasaha. Why? It will make a person very tamasic. Giving up such activities will make a person very tamasic. Tamasic means what? He will be very, very dull-witted person. There's no possibility of becoming sharp, becoming stable. That person, such a person who does not do his niyatam karma, cannot become sharp, cannot become steady, and cannot become, he may be sharp in the worldly sense, but he will not become inclined at all for this jnanam. And there's no way of, you know, no way of attaining jnanam or moksha, even not in janma, even later on. There's no way of becoming qualified at all for jnanam. Even inclination for studying the shastram will not be possible. Therefore, such a karma is said to be tamasam karma. Such a tyaga is said to be tamasam, tamasaha tyagaha, tamasaha sannyasaha. Okay. Now, because dhanam, yajna, etc. not only contribute for one's own well-being, they contribute for the well-being of the others also. I said earlier, contributive karma, which contributes for the, see, dhanam, tapaha, yajna, etc. Apart from contributing for one's own mental, physical well-being, contributes for the wellness, welfare of the society also. Therefore, the activities which contribute for the wellness, well-being, welfare of others are said to be paropakarani karmani, para upakarani karmani. And such activities are known as sattvikam paropakaram karma, is said to be sattvikam karma. The activity which contributes for the maximum number of people is said to be sattvikam karma, paropakaram karma, sattvikam karma. So such activities will contribute for mental expansion of individuals. Thereby they contribute tremendously for spiritual growth, inner growth. Such activities, even if they do not contribute for material prosperity, definitely they'll go contribute for one's spiritual inner growth. Now, so non-performance of to be done obligated duties is tamasic. And performing, involving oneself in yagyadana tapaha, which contribute for others' well-being, or sattvikam karma. In fact, the even activities which are rajasic in nature, rajasic activities also, or activities, if a person involves oneself in rajasic activities, which means by which one takes care of one's own well-being, does not think of others' well-being, then the activities which are performed for one's own well-being and ignoring others' well-being are known as para udasina karma. Para udasinam karma, para upakaram karma. Para upakaram karma, the activities which contribute others' well-being are known as paropakaram karma. They are sattvikam karma. They are known as sattvika karmani. Or para upakaram karma, sattvikam karma. And activities, the rajasic activity is an activity wherein one takes care of one's own well-being, ignoring others' well-being, which does not contribute for others' happiness, is known as para udasinam karma. Para udasinam karma, the rajasic activity. Para upakaram karma is sattvic activity. Okay? Para udasinam karma is rajasic activity. Para upakaram karma is sattvic activity. And giving up this activity is what? In fact, rajas tamasaha tyagaha. So as long as a person remains as a para udasinaha, if a person involves himself in para udasinam karma, rajasic activities, then that person cannot really grow. Spiritual growth is not possible for him. So spiritual growth, inner growth is possible only for a person who is a involves himself in para upakaram karma, who takes care of his own well-being, consciously thinking of the wellness of others also. Therefore, the person who gives up para upakaram karma, is it the giving up renunciation of para upakaram karma, sattvic activity, all is what? Is in fact the tamasaha tyagaha. Okay, now para upakaram karma, para udasinam karma. Now, as a karma, the most tamasic activity is the activity where if you do not do good for others, okay. If you harm others, instead of doing something good for others, if a person involves oneself in doing harm to others, it is called para apakaram karma. Okay, para upakaram karma, para udasinam karma, para apakaram karma. See, upa and apa, two prefixes. We add upa to upakaroti, means helps. Apakaroti means harms. Upakaroti, apakaroti. The prefixes, you change the prefixes, the meaning changes. Upakaroti helps. Apakaroti harms. So, para upakaram karma is sattvikam karma. Okay, para udasinam karma, rajasam karma. And para apakaram karma is a tamasam karma. And it's three types of karma. Actually, in the context of understanding what is sattvikaha tyagaha, what is ajasaha tyagaha, what is tamasaha sattvikaha tyagaha. So Bhagavan wants to understand what is sattvic renunciation. So before he takes us to sattvic renunciation, he wants to understand what is rajasic renunciation. And he talks about what is tamasic renunciation. And first he said, giving up this to be done obligated duty is tamasic renunciation, he said. And there we need to understand also karma. In the context, I wanted to understand these three types of karma. Para upakaram karma is sattvikam karma. Para apakaram karma is rajasam karma. Para udasinam karma is rajasam karma. And para apakaram karma is tamasam karma. A person who involves himself in para upakaram karma, involves in activities which contribute for one's own wellness and also which contribute for the wellness of others, well-being, welfare of the society, such a activity is called sattvic activity. A person's activities contribute only for one's own well-being. It does not contribute anything for the wellness of others, well-being of others. It is para udasinam karma. It's a rajasic activity. At least it doesn't do harm to others. But it's a third type of karma wherein a person does not do any good to others at all, but he calms others for one's own wellness. So involving oneself in activities which are harmful to others and which are only good for one's own selfish reason, such an activity is called para apakaram karma, is tamasic activity. So a person who involves himself in para upakaram karma, sattvic activity, will definitely become qualified for the attainment of jnanam. Involving oneself in paropakaram, the activity which contributes for the welfare of society, will progress spiritually. Means he will become qualified for the attainment of jnanam. But the person who does activities only for one's own well-being, ignoring the other's welfare, is actually is a para apa para udasinam. He involves himself in para udasinam karma. He will not really progress spiritually, and at least he will not become worse also, and he'll remain in between. Means you neither grow nor will he. There won't be progress. There won't be any regression also. There will be neither progress nor there will be regression on his part. But the person who involves himself in tamasic activity, which are harmful to others, such a person will not, there won't be any progress at all. Not only that, there won't be progress. In fact, that person will have a downfall. Such a person will have a downfall. Downfall means what? There's no way of becoming mentally pure and steady. There's no way of attaining jnanam. In fact, he will even lose, another account of Bhagavan says, he will lose even the human life next janma. That is called pranashaha. In second chapter, Bhagavan says pranashaha. There will be, spiritually, that person will face regression. There will be downfall on his part. Okay? So, now we can decide which sort of activity we should involve ourselves in. Should we involve ourselves in para upakaram karma, or should we involve ourselves in para udasinam karma, or should we involve ourselves in para apakaram karma? No, we should not involve ourselves in para apakaram karma at all, nor should we involve ourselves in para udasinam karma. We should involve ourselves in para upakaram karma, which alone is said to be a karma yoga. Okay. So living a life of karma yoga means you're 100% always, you're conscious of all living beings around you. That is why you never go against dharma, universal values. Then your karma, any karma performed without going against the universal values, becomes definitely para upakaram karma, sattvikam karma. So living a life of karma yoga enables a person's person to involve oneself in only sattvic activities, which is a para upakaram karma. So a person who a spiritual person, who has purushartha nischaya, who is committed to the pursuit of jnanam, who knows the value of jnanam, who knows the importance and necessity of preparing one's mind for the attainment of jnanam, definitely should involve oneself in para upakaram sattvikam karma. I mean, one should live a life of karma yoga, where one does not, should not, will not go against universal values. So that he does not do, will not do any activities which are harmful to others. Let us see now. Dukkha mityeva yat karma kaya klesha bhayatya jet sakritva rajasam tyagam naiva tyaga phalam labhet dukkhamityeva yat karma kaya klesha bhayatya jet sakritva rajasam tyagam naiva tyaga phalam labhet dukkhamityeva yat karma kaya klesha bhayatya jet sakritva rajasam tyagam naiva tyaga phalam labhet. Okay, he says dukkham ityeva yat karma காயக்லேஷ பயாத் தியஜேத். சக ரஜசம் தியாகம் கிருத்வா நைவ தியாக பலம் லபேத். சோ இன் இஸ் செகண்ட் வேர்ஸ், இஸ் எயிட் வேர்ஸ், பகவான் சேஸ் வாட் இஸ் ராஜச தியாகா. He has differently. How does he say? See, kaya klesha bhayam. Bhayam means fear. Literally, bhaya means fear. Bhayat means out of fear or due to fear. Fear of what? Fear of kleshaha. Kleshaha literally means pain, suffering, affliction. Also strain. Kayam means body. காயம் மீன்ஸ் பிசிக்கல் பாடி. காயஸ்ய க்ளேஷ பயாத், காய க்ளேஷ பயாத். சோ டியூ டு ஆர் அவுட் ஆஃப் ஃபியர் ஆஃப் தி ஸ்ட்ரெயின் ஆன் தி பார்ட் ஆஃப் தி பாடி. ஓகே, டியூ டு தி ஃபியர் ஆஃப் பிசிக்கல் அஃப்ளிக்ஷன், டியூ டு தி ஃபியர் ஆஃப் பிசிக்கல் பெயின், ஆர் டியூ டு தி ஃபியர் ஆஃப் பிசிக்கல் ஸ்ட்ரெயின், காயக்லேஷ பயாத். ஓ, இஃப் ஐ ஹேட் டு, ஐ ஹேட் டு பிசிக்கலி ஸ்ட்ரெயின், ஹேட் டு ரியலி கோ த்ரூ பிசிக்கல் அஃப்ளிக்ஷன், பிசிக்கல் பெயின். காயக்லேஷ பயாத் டியூ டு த ஃபியர் ஆஃப் பிசிக்கல் அஃப்ளிக்ஷன் ஆர் பிசிக்கல் எக்ஸர்ஷன் ஆர் பிசிக்கல் பெயின் ஆர் ஸ்ட்ரெயின், ஓகே, இஃப் அ பர்சன் தியஜேத். தியஜேத் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? இஃப் அ பர்சன் கிவ்ஸ் அப். Tyajet should be taken as tyajati. If a person gives up, what? Any activity. Yat karma. Yat karma means, if a person gives up any activity, whatever activity a person gives up, whatever activity a person gives up due to the fear of physical pain and exertion and strain, then why? துக்கம் ஏவ, துக்கமேவ, துக்கமேவ இதி. ஓ, டூயிங் திஸ் ஆக்டிவிட்டி இஸ் ரியலி ரியலி ஸ்ட்ரெனுவஸ். துக்கமேவ இதி, டூயிங் திஸ் கர்மா இஸ் வெரி ஸ்ட்ரெனுவஸ். மீன் திங்கிங் தட் ஆக்டிவிட்டி டு பி அ ஸ்ட்ரெனுவஸ் ஜாப், ஸ்ட்ரெனுவஸ் ஒன். ஓகே, கர்ம துக்கம் ஏவ இதி. Or doing this activity is in fact strenuous. Iti, thus, kritva. So thinking, this simple, okay? Thinking some activity to be a strenuous one. If a person gives up some activity, then what happens? Rajasam tyagam kritva. Then it becomes a rajasaha tyagaha. What rajasaha tyagaha? Giving up any activity, thinking that activity to be a strenuous one, out of or due to the fear of his physical exertion or strain, that activity is called, that renunciation is called rajasaha tyagaha, rajasic renunciation. Then what happens to such a person? Ajasam tyagam kritva, because of such renunciation, tyaga phalam naiva labhet. He will not get any benefit out of such renunciation. Tyaga phalam naiva labhet. He will never get any benefit, any result of such rajasic renunciation. So Bhagavan in his 8th verse states what the rajasic renunciation and what is the benefit of such renunciation. He says tyaga phalam naiva labhet, means what? There will not be any benefit at all of such renunciation. This is the benefit. Not having any benefit is the benefit. Means what? No benefit. When one cannot enjoy the benefit of renunciation by having one rajasic renunciation. What rajasic renunciation? simply giving up activities, thinking the activity to be strenuous one, because of one's fear of exerting physically, then what is that activity? Renunciation. Okay, that is called rajasic renunciation. Rajasic, what is rajasaha tyagaha? So now you know what is sattvikam, rajasam, tamasam, karma. Bhagavan in the previous verse talked about tamasaha tyagaha, tamasic renunciation. Okay, giving up sattvic activities, giving up to be done netam karma, sattvic activities, is tamasaha sannyasaha. Now he says, if you don't give up activities out of, you know, interest, you give activities because you are physically lazy, physically idle, and you do not want to physically strain, don't want to physically any exert yourself, then, and then there's also not inclined. So due to the fear of physical exertion strain, thinking of some activity to be a strenuous one, giving up such activity is only rajasic renunciation. And one cannot have any benefit out of such rajasic renunciation. One cannot enjoy any benefit out of such rajasic renunciation. It is not renunciation at all. So giving up activities out of fear of physical exertion is not sannyasa at all. Hacha sannyasa is only a rajasic renunciation. Dukkham iti eva yat karma kayaklesha bhayat tyajati tyajet tat karma, tat sat, okay, tat tyagaha, saha tyagaha. You can say saha tyagaha, rajasaha tyagaha. I'm adding, okay, dukkham ityeva yat karma kayaklesha bayat tyajet. Whoever gives up any activity just for the sake of escaping from physical strain, then such renunciation of activity is called rajasic renunciation. And by giving up such activity or by involving oneself in rajasic renunciation, one will not enjoy any benefit. That is the meaning of this verse. Dukkha mityeva yat karma kaya klesha bhayatyajet sakrutva rajasam tyagam naivatyaga phalam labhet. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.